USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump is now back on the campaign trail with his rally before thousands of supporters in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The rally came amid prolonged concerns about the coronavirus pandemic and the nationwide outcry over racial injustice in the wake of George Floyd's death. Before an enthusiastic crowd, the president talked about how upset he is with the NFL.
And explain this to the NFL. I like the NFL. I like Roger Goodell, but I didn't like what he said a week ago. We will never kneel to our national anthem or our great American flag. We will stand proud and we will stand tall.
Tulsa marked the president's first rally since early March, when both Trump and Biden canceled in-person campaign events as the seriousness of the coronavirus crisis began to set in. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
As tensions gear up between the two nations, North Korea is preparing to flood the South with mountain-high piles of propaganda leaflets denouncing South Korea's president and North Korean defectors. Many of the leaflets will feature the face of South Korean President Moon Jae-in smeared with cigarette butts. The move comes amid serious escalations in tension between the countries, which are still technically at war, as their 1950 to 1953 conflict ended without any peace treaty. Senator Amy Klobuchar said she personally called presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden to advise he pick a woman of color as his running mate, effectively announcing the end of her vice presidential aspirations. The Minnesota Democrat told MSNBC that she truly believes that it's a moment to put a woman of color on the ticket, and there are so many incredibly qualified women. Stay on top of everything going on around the nation. You can listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As summer begins, it's Father's Day weekend, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has information on a survey about the day.
More than half of the Americans surveyed who say they'll celebrate Father's Day say they'll be doing so virtually this year because of COVID-19. The National Retail Federation's annual Father's Day survey also found 77% of consumers will do something for the holiday, but 58% say they won't be doing it in person. I'm Chris Barnes.
A number of Seattle business owners are now warning the city that they're facing a mass exodus as homelessness, drugs, and gangs have taken over the downtown area. And on Fox News, Seattle business owner Joey Rodolfo said the city's troubles began long before demonstrators took over that area, now called the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest, otherwise known as CHOP.
In the last 3 years, I've seen the crime rate surge, homelessness slash drugs and gangs take over our downtown, not to mention the destruction of property that's happening here in Seattle and with no consequences. So if you're a store owner or a restaurant in Seattle, these are very, very difficult times.
The protesters, known as CHOP, initially sealed off a 6-city block area in front of the police department's East Precinct following protests over the death of George. Rodolfo said he's asked the mayor many times for help and has not heard back, and so now he plans on moving to Arizona. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.